It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Man, in the NFL Week 11 begins tonight with the Eagles hosting the Commanders kickoff. It is at 8:15. Should be a good one there tonight, Joe.
That's right, man. Going to be some fun games. By the way, Deshaun Elliott getting it pretty fired up, huh? Former safety of the Miami Dolphins. As he said, the Dolphins are soft. They were soft last year. Also talked about some other things, apparently, in the podcast that he was on. I always loved that. I was glad to see Javon Holland come out and say, well, listen, you're talking about soft. Why don't you put some names on it if you think everybody's so soft? Here's some of it.
I haven't been able to play against Baltimore the way I wanted to, because last year I played up for a team that was soft as f***. But there were some guys who were tough, but like for the majority of the team, there's not mentally tough individuals.
Wow. How about that? So he said Vic's defense was meant to be tough, but we didn't have a lot of tough individuals on that team.
Why do you guys do this?
I don't know.
What does this guy gain from doing this?
I don't understand for the life of me. No idea. And so what it does is, and he's got to know this and just doesn't care. So if you don't say specific things and you just throw out the Baltimore game, and Baltimore just wore us out. They beat the crap out of us. And for such an important game, and I don't know if you remember that, we're actually playing for – that game was still for the number one seed in the AFC, if you can believe that. If we had won that game, we would have been the number one seed. And, of course, they Lamar Jackson went out and had a perfect quarterback rating and won the MVP that day. By the way, that was it. That was like, okay, we got a game left, but you're the MVP. That's it. You win. You got it. So, but I don't know, Woody. That's a great question, and why, you know, why somebody does that, and especially, you know, you got a lot of your guys you played with, you built up relationships. Hey, listen, if you didn't like your coach, or you didn't like, you know, if you didn't like Vic, or you wanted to say something about the way you were used or something, where it's just you and. But to just throw it out, you had a bunch of soft individuals and you don't say any names. I don't know, man. That's anyway, it got everybody talking, and everybody for the Miami Dolphins was asked about it yesterday. So everybody had to come back and, you know, respond to it, especially when you said we had a lot of weak individuals. You notice he didn't say any one name, though. He didn't want to throw any one person under the bus. He just said we had a lot of weak individuals on the team. I don't know if that was on offense or defense, but this thing. Listen, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. We're still sitting here at 3-6. Got a nice win on the road, shut out the Rams from scoring a touchdown at home, which hasn't been done for a long, long time. They've been a real good home team. Your defense played by far its best game. Anthony Weaver put together a great game plan. And, boy, I'll tell you what, those guys, to perfection, it just felt good. Whether it's a blitz, whether they went coverage and they faked the blitz and got back, especially into the end zone, of some of the best end zone defense of running a zone in there that I've ever seen. They were just, it was like within the step of the way you draw it up, where a receiver would come to your area and you lock onto him without opening up another area. It was some of the best I've seen. They slowed it down and were showing it, and he's feeling a little pressure from the four-man rush, and he basically throws it away, and they had to kick another field goal. So it was just really, really well played. And they got a lot of guys, starting with Zach Seeler and Calais Campbell and Jalen Ramsey, playing really well. Really well. Just to give you three names of guys, and Jalen Ramsey doing a little blitzing, doing some coverage. They actually threw at him down the sideline, and he was all over his guy, had no chance to catch it. So there was a lot of guys in this system. By the way, if you're just joining us, David Long got released by the Miami Dolphins. Team captain, a starter all of last year, had a really good year, at least graded out well against the run. And as I said, they came back and made him a team captain, and he got released. He got benched 2 weeks ago. Anthony Walker took over, and Anthony Walker's played really well. And Anthony Walker's only thing in his career has been when he's injured. But when he's healthy, he's really good. And so he kind of took that job, had an interception in the last game off a tipped pass by Calais Campbell, I believe. And so that's just a weird one, though, to go from starter, then your team captain, and you get released after sitting for a couple weeks, which tells me that besides the fact that they got Tyrell Dotson and felt Tyrell Dotson must have been an upgrade, that they got rid of David Long. But the other part is I just, when you get benched, how do you handle it? Do you mope? Are you affecting everybody around you? Or do you stay upbeat? And that only the team knows for sure, but they let him go. I'm guessing he'll get picked up right away, but David Long got released. So I didn't see that one coming, but Mike has made some moves here and cut back on some guys' playing time and cut a guy. And so we've seen some different things. Isaiah Wynn apparently is close to coming back at left guard. Robert Jones, I don't know if he's going to play this week or not. I guess he didn't play well when he did play. And then he got injured again. He's had some injury problems, I believe, with his shoulder, maybe his knee. And Lester Cotton came in and didn't do a very good job. So we'll see what happens going forward. But having Isaiah Wynn back, it's been a year, man. He's on the PUP, but getting close to coming back would be a nice addition to get him back if he could play the way he did before he got injured last year. He's really good. Really, really played well on the left side of that offensive line next to Teron Armstead. Anyway, yeah.
So people are all fired up about the comments here on our text line, Joe. And, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of been the rap on this team, right, is that they're a little bit soft. Like that's kind of been the thing.
That we're a finesse team and not a tough team. But, yeah, and then this
you want to hear more of the rip job?
Yeah.
We were a really good team, and then the injury bug hit us. And then after the injury bug hit us, we played the Titans. When we played Tennessee and lost to Tennessee, you can tell the heart and soul for that team disappeared. We didn't have any more guys that are going out more. Guys that are going to the strip clubs throughout the week. Guys that are showing up to meetings late. You can just tell, like, the Miami culture is a reason why Miami will never be good. Like, Miami will never be a good football team. And I don't care. They will never be good because of the Miami culture. I think they have great players, but the culture's.
Wow.
That's nice.
So I've heard this thing about guys are late a lot. I've heard it.
Yeah, you brought that up plenty of times. Yeah.
I said, hey, some guys come late, and I'm not a big, and I don't know how you feel about it out there. But if I got to be somewhere at a certain time, your ass needs to be there too at the same time or earlier. But not everybody's that way. So,
I hope he's not onto something there, man, because that kind of would explain a lot.
So
but
I know the strip club thing has been around for a long time. I'm not going to lie to you. Listen, man, our guys did it. I'd be lying to you.
Well, you never went out when you played, so, you know.
I did. Why?
Yeah, I don't care about that part. I mean, guys should do what they want to do, blow off steam, however you got to do it. But
he was saying they're going out every night of the week, and going to clubs.
I don't think that's the case.
Coming to work with a hangover, and I'm going to be late. I'm a little hungover today, coach. Go ahead and start special teams without me. Yeah. I'll be there, though, in time for practice. But my ass is hurting right now. You should have seen Bambi last night. He was unbelievable, coach.
Yeah, I mean, look, just to throw this out there, too, people have phones with cameras now. If these guys were hanging out late night in these strip clubs, I'm guessing there'd be a lot of a lot of attention paid to that kind of stuff, don't you?
I'm just glad I played when there were none of cell phones around.
How many nights a week did you go out?
Not every night. I hope nobody, no one of my buddies are listening. I don't know, twice, three times a week.
Okay. Well, then, what nights are we talking? What were the big nights for you?
The big night, well, the night before games were locked up.
Yeah.
Early. So
you have to sneak out if you wanted to
go
out.
No.
There was no sneaking out.
I wasn't a guy that.
Well, you couldn't.
But there were very few guys who would sneak out. Okay. There was one guy that snuck out, and he was really good, and it didn't affect him. but a lot of guys don't. Yeah.
So Monday night, I guess, was a big night for you?
Let me try to not stumble through this a little bit here. So Friday night was a big night.
Friday night, okay.
Friday night was the big night. Because you had all Saturday to
recover.
And by the way, we go to the West Coast. You know, we used to like the team. We go Friday night for a Sunday game, and that was just, you know, curfew and then out to the city to get a little sightseeing in. Night sightseeing in. What would be the other one? The other night would be Monday if we had Tuesday off back then. We'd come in Monday, and then we go out Monday night was a big one. And by the way, back then the clubs were – every night was like Friday or Saturday night. In the 80s, every night was a Friday or Saturday night. It felt that way in Fort Lauderdale and parts of Dade County. Better known. You know, the hottest area down there was actually – in the 80s, which I think it's kind of died out, was the Grove. Coconut Grove had live music and some great clubs. If you haven't watched Cocaine Cowboys, you can see for yourself some of the hot clubs back then. But but not every night. Not every night. Most of us were married. If you were married, you're only going out a couple nights a week. But I don't know.
So with all that being said, how accurate do you think those comments are from Sean Elliott? I mean, it seems like sour grapes kind of, but I don't know what reason he would have to take shots at the franchise.
So we've heard this that everybody comes down, or used to be everybody came down here for the 401k, and they live down here, and this is kind of where they wanted to end up. And, hey, I get another year, just go down to Miami, you know, their money, save a little bit in state taxes here, and I'll be great. I hope that's not what it's about. But I hope that thing late, man, is not going on. I think that's cancer, man, to an organization if you start having guys showing up late all the time. And it might be funny once or twice because, you know, it happens. Guys do oversleep or stay out late and stuff happens. I ain't gonna lie to you, but... And by the way, usually it's a really good players, right? I mean, let's be honest. If you're going to be late, you better be really good. Coaches aren't going to tolerate a guy that's the bottom part of the roster. So that's not usually the problem on a team, is the bottom guy of a 53-man roster. But no, man, he gave his opinion. I just don't know why. Like, why? Why couldn't you just say, hey, Vic was tough and, you know, or whatever, and the Tennessee story. By the way, did he say the Tennessee at home we lost, or was he talking about the Tennessee where we got hammered a few years back? He was talking about the one last year.
Yeah, the Monday night game.
We had the 14-point lead or 14-point lead.
And everyone quit after that. Hey, man, look, they also started playing much better teams after that, right? I'm trying to look for excuses.
I don't know. I just don't know why. Why do you do that? You know,
guy's on his day off, and he's like, "Let's go on a podcast and see if we can't, stir things up here, get people pissed off at me, maybe get my name trending on Twitter."
No, so he must have been asked about the whole thing down here, and he just—I don't know if he's salty. He's not still here.
It sounded like it, but
bad stuff, Woody. Anyway, let's go to break here.
Not a good look for the Dolphins regardless.
No, because they had to answer all of it. Yeah. Hey, man, honestly, maybe it's a little wake-up call. Maybe it's a little wake-up call of, everything.
Well, it's a little too late for that, isn't it?
So here's the problem with those comments. Here's the problems. The things he said is what people think Mike allows to go on. That's the problem. So that's the problem with all that stuff is people go, yep. Because somebody called me last night and said, you saw that stuff that Deshaun said? I said, well, I heard it. I somebody told me what he said, but I didn't actually go find it. And he said, yeah, man, this is This is what people are accusing Mike of, his thing, his culture. He's the culture. And I go, I don't know, man. I just, it's not good though. Not good at all. And I don't know why a guy does that. Man, you're still playing in the league. All right. Anyway, let's talk about something very important. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T, man, I especially want to talk to you folks out there that are going through it right now. Whether it's a problem with your energy level, and it happens. God, it's amazing. Atlantic Men's Clinic, when I went down there to meet with them 8 months ago, that first thing you talk about, hey, low T hits guys. I said, Joe, you're in your 60s, man. You had a nice run. It happens to guys in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. How about that? And not only low T, but ED. Because usually with low T, you have ED. Sex drive is gone. It's not there. And it really messes with your head. Start dealing with depression and all kinds of things for the first time in your life. Things aren't going like they used to. And Atlantic Men's Clinic wants to let you know, hey, man, it's normal. And they can take care of it and take care of it quickly. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. All you have to do is schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today. Really, do it today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test. You have results within 30 minutes. They'll let you know. They'll be able to look at everything and know and put you on a program and get you rolling right away. You make that decision after you find out what they're saying, but they got 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. You are in for great results. If you're going through this right now, energy or sex drive or all the above and everything that comes with it, tired, moody, just not yourself, and just figure it's just part of getting older. Hey, man, it's normal, and it can be fixed. And Atlantic Men's Clinic can do it for you. 877-455-7300. Please make this appointment. The first one's the most important one. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, before we get back to the show here, Joe, I got a few things to get everyone updated on. First, we do have those Heat tickets again to give away. Heat and Bucks.
You Giannis see the game, Giannis. Like woo, man, night, yeah. Giannis said, hey, and they still barely won.
They did.
They're bad team good right now.
Yes, they are. But also, Joe, we got this one coming up. You can join me this Sunday, 1 o'clock, the Tamarack Moose Lodge on Rock Island Road in Tamarack. You watch Miami take on Vegas. Enjoy ice-cold beer specials and get yourself entered to win a golf foursome cold at beer. The Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation.
Cold beer specials.
Cold beer and football. That'll work, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. They got some good ones this weekend. My God.
Oh, yeah. Whew. That'd be fun.
It's man.
Good, you know, stay, great. Sit down, get some food and
Thursday
some beer.
Night,
and...
Hey, Woody, Thursday night's been getting some great games before we get to yeah? which you're going to have. You're going to have some... There's a lot of good games out there, but the Commanders, Eagles, I'm still not sold on the Eagles, man. They're 7-2. That kind of snuck up there. Commanders have been a nice story. And
you don't like that coach, I'm guessing, right? Sirianni, he's a little tough to stomach. The Eagles are favored by 3.5 points tonight, by the way.
Yeah, they're at home.
In Philly, which is
got it. Got it, right. For sure. And so that's a 2-7 win teams playing tonight. And then this weekend. Speaking of your event, Ravens at Pittsburgh, 7-3 versus 7-2. And if that's not enough, I mean, this feels like the playoffs, these games. Chiefs, 9-0, go to Buffalo, 8-2. Mahomes and Josh Allen.
You even rhymed that. That was good.
What?
9-0, go to Buffalo?
No, the one I just like is I hate when people are late. That's what I just did to you. I just rhymed that one before we went back.
I didn't even notice that one. Good job.
Anyway, yeah, man, I just...
Boy, those comments were rough.
Why? I mean, he's got bad time. He got a history of bad timing on comments from the past.
Yeah, I had to show you that one. He did. He was the one responsible for that. He posted Tomlin looking like Osama bin Laden right before they played back-to-back games against New York.
Yeah.
So he's obviously a moron, but those comments are not good, man. Like, obviously, they have to be based in some sort of...
Well, he's on the inside. Yeah, he was one of the 53 man guys, and he was a starter.
And clearly that Tennessee game was the catalyst to things falling apart.
But they didn't lose that game because you're out. So let me just say something before we're looking for more reasons to pick on a team or think they're soft. Those guys blowing that lead at the end of the game, which was, by the way, one of the most crushing losses we've had. They basically handed to us there at the end to give us a 14-point lead. Is that right? Was it 14, William? 13-14, whatever it was, with like 5 minutes left?
I think it was less than that. It was enough that I left.
And they marched down the field with the worst two-minute offense and two-minute defense you could play. Like, you couldn't play worse than that. You couldn't get a first down offensively. Yeah. And Vic Fangio's defense, I don't. Apparently, they didn't work on that prevent, like just slow them down the clock. You know, let's make them run clock, and even if they score once, make them chew up most of the clock. They were dumping the ball to the running back, and he was taking off running 20, 25 yards and getting out of bounds. Then they were running deep crossing routes, and it was just like that had nothing to do with going to a strip club two or three times that week, whether it was. What is it, Club 11 over there that now everybody loves? Is that the new one, all the Russian models over there?
I don't know who works there, but I don't know. Aren't they, most of those guys, are they Broward guys?
I don't
you
know.
Got any, you got some stuff in Broward.
Woody, I haven't seen one of those clubs in
you've
a long time.
You've seen the outside, you've driven by.
I don't even know the ones that I don't know, and I don't want to know.
We got to get you back in the game.
No, you really don't. No.
You'd be a hit out there, man.
I'm not going to do that. That's not going to happen.
You're the only guy I know that carries cash, so you're like, you're built for that place.
I do like to still have cash. And
yeah,
boy,
so
I'll
you're,
tell you
you're
what,
built for those places.
They're not taking it a lot of places anymore.
They take it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't take, I guess they do take cards, but.
I think my days of going to those clubs has been over for a long, long time.
As long as your marriage is still going.
Yeah.
Back on the market, who knows?
I did the rebound club thing and became a fan of Pure Platinum, but that's just being very honest here. Short-lived. Never fall in love with one of those strippers. Never. Never a good thing. You're looking for love. Isn't there songs like I'm in love with a stripper and stuff? Isn't there a song I'm in love with a stripper? Well, we've got... a lot more coming up here, so we want everybody to know. Kim Bocamper is going to join us this morning. Bo's got to get in on this. He can help me out, like how many nights a week, and we'll get you caught. Listen, man, we won a lot of games and went to two Super Bowls, and our guys probably matched. If they are going out, we matched them, if not beat them, for guys that were going out at night. Yeah, and it had nothing to do. Those guys got rest and sleep when they needed to. The night before games, our guys were pretty damn good about, you know, getting to bed and getting the sleep you needed. But, yeah, after that, you know, all bets were off if there was something going. I got stuck one night on an off day. Off day, I decided to go out on Hugh Green had a big old, like, 60-foot boat. He hadn't run the engines, like. And I didn't know anything about it. Oh, I'm taking it out. Oh, man, I can't wait. That'll be fun. He goes, no, we're going to be home early, man. We're going to leave, but we'll be home by dinner. We went out. We were out like 10 miles, and the friggin' engine stalled. It stopped. So I'm out there, and I'm on a boat with people that I shouldn't be with. I mean, that thing, I was like, oh, no. Oh, hell no. We didn't get in till late that night. That wasn't the best day of my life. That was not the best day of my life then. I said, Hugh, you don't run these? He goes, no, I just turned them on. We've been practicing all week. Oh, my God. This is not good. My ass needs to get home. We need to get home. Hey, I'll tell you what. We've got, what do we got coming up here this morning? We got Kyle Crabbe's going to join us.
Yep. We'll do a little headlines.
We'll do a little headlines.
Mark Ross is
going to join us from NFL Network.
K Kimbo Camper.
And Bo's going to come in?
Penis High School.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You're back. That's right. God, it was nice. He said, you know what's nice?
Was
you're
he,
not
he
here.
Like that?
No, you know what he said? He said, it's really nice. You're not here. That's well, what he
we're
said.
Well, we're going to head out west when he comes on for all sure. Right. That well, guy's been waiting, man.
All right. So
old Mike.
Okay. That's good. Hey, I want to talk about another Mike, a Mike that's really good at what he does. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Guy has no life, but he's always working. There's a reason Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has been so successful for so long, because when it comes to great service and getting you approved quickly and getting you the lowest rate possible, that's Michael Kotze. He works, let's start with this, 7 days a week. There are no banker hours when you're Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Getting deals done on Saturday and Sunday. First-time homebuyers, I just want to let you know, nobody else to go to. He's going to get you the lowest rate, get you approved real fast. And I want to let you know, if you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, don't worry. Michael Kotze's got a program for you, too. And I want to let you know, if you need it and you're 62 or older, you and your spouse, a reverse mortgage might be perfect for you right now. Got that home just about paid off, been living there for 20, 30, 40 years, or it's totally paid off, and you could really use that equity in the home and still need a place to live. It works. That's why the reverse mortgage is so popular with folks in their 60s right now. And if you're 62 or older, you and your spouse, you qualify, and it might be perfect for you at this point where you're just getting ready to retire or close to it and really could use that money. Michael Kotze can get it done, again, half the time of the big banks, and he just does it all, man. You can always get a hold of him. You can call or text him. I'm going to give you his number. He's working 7 days a week, so call him on a Saturday, call him on a Sunday. The dude has no life. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. 35 years of experience right here in South Florida.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, I tell you, a lot of these are hoops related here, and we will start off with Victor Wembanyama, who put up a career-high 50 points as the Spurs got a 139-130 win over the Wizards.
Game looks like he's taking it to a different level this year, doesn't he? Got some confidence.
Mm. He is the fourth youngest player to score 50 points. He is almost 21. He's going to turn 21 in, like, God. I don't know, what is that, 40 days or something like that?
Jeez.
At 7'4", he is the tallest to have a 50-point game. Any ideas some of these other guys who did it at a younger age?
There's I would have three. Said Jabbar.
No.
Or Lou Alcindor.
No, I'm they're sure all recent. They're recent. They're recent. I'm gonna help you because I don't think you'll get it.
LeBron.
LeBron is one. Kobe. Devin Booker is another.
Oh.
And this is funny. Brandon Jennings.
Really?
Remember Brandon Jennings?
Huh.
So there you go.
All right. What else you got for me?
How about LeBron? Speaking of LeBron, he had another 30-point triple-double as he recorded his 40th 30-point triple-double of his career a month before his 40th birthday.
Didn't he do – I think he's done like three in a row now.
He has three straight triple-doubles.
Man, amazing.
Oldest player in NBA history to do that as well.
Got to give him credit, man. He's still playing at a really, really high level.
And then I guess my question to you is this, Joe. Will the Cavs win more games than the that Warriors team won 73? Will Cleveland get to 74? They are 13-0. They beat the Sixers last night and showing no signs of slowing down here.
They pretty much came back with the same team, right, as last year?
Yeah, it's led by Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland. Max Strus on that team somewhere. I think he's hurt, though.
Wow, that's a great start. Great story. Man, Cleveland. Story of...
You think they get to 74? Be very tough. That was a loaded Warriors team.
Tough to do. Tough to do.
Yeah.
They're gonna go through a little funk here at some point.
All right, two more for you here. If you want to see the Shohei Ohtani ball, which is the most expensive baseball on earth, you can go to Taiwan, which is where it is on display now. You have to go to a place called Taipei 101, and they have it there, Joe. A Taiwanese investment firm, UC Capital, paid a record almost $4.4 million for the baseball.
Did they get him to sign it at least or no?
No, I don't think you want him to sign it. I don't know that
you don't want it?
I don't think that adds any value to it.
All right.
To be honest, but I mean, I could be wrong about that, but I think it was going to be worth much more than $4.4 million.
Mm.
They are, by the way, they are they're raising some funds here. So if you want to see this thing, it's at the 89th floor of a skyscraper. Yeah. It seems like it could
be like
a scene out of like Mission Impossible where they like try to steal the baseball.
Are people really going to go up and see this baseball?
I think if you live there, yeah. Wouldn't you?
No. Why would I want to go see a baseball?
It's a baseball.
It's like every other baseball. You know, go out and hit with the kids and look at the same baseball.
Somebody paid almost $5 million for it.
Go to Jeff Conine's house. He's got Major League Baseballs. Go, Jeff, let me see it. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I have some, too. I bought one at a Cubs game. I bought a foul ball. They had, like, a charity thing for, like, $20. And I
there you go.
Too,
you have one, too. Why do you need to see that?
It's a historic ball.
You got to see him in person. You don't need anything else, Woody. I saw him with your son.
But the bastard hit it to
left.
You
saw one. You saw two.
Speaking of that, by the way.
You saw three.
We still got a little battle going on, I guess, for who actually owns the ball. Lawsuits are flying.
Pretty soon there's going to be like 20 people that said it was theirs, and the guy grabbed it out of his hand and kicked him.
All right, and here you go, man. This ought to grind everyone's gears for a final one here today. Have you seen what's going on with Bronny James, the son of LeBron James?
I did.
Who is on the G League affiliate here of the Lakers. And he is not going to be getting on commercial flights, which is how the G League travels, for the South Bay Lakers road games. He will only play in the home games moving forward.
Bad look.
I would say.
Bad look, man.
So he made his debut in the G League Saturday. He scored 6 points. He had 4 assists and 3 rebounds in 31 minutes. He has played a little bit for the Lakers. They threw him in some garbage time.
Yeah,
he has like 4 points.
I'm sorry. You can't get treated like LeBron James just because you're his kid.
Well,
you can't. It's a bad look. It's a bad look with the guys you're playing with.
Do you see his contract?
I get it.
He signed a contract worth $7.9 million over 4 years with the first 3 seasons fully guaranteed.
Well, that's the years they're hoping to keep dad. They're hoping to keep dad there.
I mean, obviously the money is like irrelevant because LeBron's a billionaire. But not getting – I guess they fly on United. You don't want to fly United. So.
It's just the whole thing is I saw that yesterday.
So Brian Windhorst is funny. Brian Windhorst was going off on it, and he's right, by the way. Like I like this story. I don't mind that like LeBron got his kid, all that stuff. But you got to try to get better. Like if you didn't want to stay in college, which is probably where he should have stayed, you got to
come off the bench.
At least attempt
come
to
off
get
the
better.
Bench at USC again.
Imagine being on that team though, man. Because he played 31 minutes. So imagine you're on the G League team, you're fighting for your life out there, your career, and you got this guy, and like, he's only going to play home games because it's a novelty.
How many people honestly go around and say behind his back in the basketball world, forget us, in the basketball world going, he wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for his dad.
Well, he would.
He wouldn't even be drafted if it wasn't for his dad.
I like that one of those teams came out and they were, I think it was the Warriors, right? And they were like, out of respect to LeBron, we didn't draft him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really? Why, so you can score 6 points a game on your G League team?
He's going to be a defensive specialist. That's going to be his thing.
Oh, great.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, man, he doesn't want to travel commercial. I get it. It's tough out there.
Called his dad and he goes, no, he won't be. No, he ain't doing it. Hell no, my son ain't doing it. I mean, it looks bad, right? And I'm sure
terrible.
LeBron's not doing. I don't know. It's just.
I mean, would he be mobbed at the airport? Like, I don't know. Can't imagine he would.
You got to work on your game somewhere, man. Besides.
Yeah, home games.
Besides sitting at the end of the bench playing when it's a blowout one way or the other.
Now, this is where I kind of like. I get a little bit irked by it because the G League thing is like these are guys that are truly fighting for their careers and are
we
trying to
earn a
living.
The Heat's got a bunch of guys that spend a lot of time in the G League.
Yeah, and those guys are trying to—they're trying to earn a living. They're trying to make it, and this guy's playing 31 minutes on the team. And
goes, "Hey, I don't do G League road games; only home games."
Mm.
Oh, Woody! All right, hey, listen—we've got a lot more to get to. Kyle Crabb's going to break down the Miami Dolphins for us. The host of Locked On Fins podcast, that's coming up next. Kim Bocamper's on his way in, unless he got caught in some serious traffic. The old boy could have, but we'll get 7-0. Bo will join us coming up here. Right now, I want to tell you about the main man. Oh, yeah, the main man is Anthony Caliendo. At the Business Broker Experts, is the number one business broker in the state of Florida. I love talking about him. I love his confidence. More importantly, I love what he's doing for folks. The main man has a lot of buyers. He said, Joe, this thing got so lopsided with so many people that have called and said, if this kind of company comes in and is up for sale, we'd really be interested. And I went, wow. He goes, yeah, so many people have moved to South Florida. They're looking to buy companies just like yours. Doesn't matter what size or how specialized it is. Boy, and then the question is, and he says, hey, you just got to figure out, are you ready to sell your company? Are you burned out? Are you tired of all the stress? Or are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of your employees? Are you coming home and you're just tired of always sounding like you're grumpy and tired? If you're starting to feel that way and you want to sell your business, call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo. He can flip your biz and cash you out in a big, big way. Now, I want to let you know this, too. This is important. A lot of business owners know they're making a good living, been able to, you know, have a nice living for their family, but they don't know what their company's worth. Sadly, a lot of business owners don't have any idea what their business is worth. Well, the main man is going to offer you a free, no-obligation business valuation. It's worth $2,500. Call him, sit down with him, and find out today. That's 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online at themainman.com. He does it all for you, man. Help you with the financing. Help you with everything you need, man, and get you with somebody that you'd really like to sell your company to. He does it all. He's been doing it for a long time. Been around here for 25 years in South Florida. It is the main man, Anthony Caliendo. There's something special about this guy. You got to call him. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. Speak to Anthony Caliendo and let him flip your business and cash you out today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.